The readings this morning are taken from the contemporary English version of the Bible. And the first reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. The Pharisees got together and planned how they could trick Jesus into saying something wrong. They sent some of their followers and some of Herod's followers to say to him, "Teacher, we know that you are honest. You teach the truth about what God wants people to do, and you treat everyone the same, with the same respect, no matter who they are. So tell us what you think. Should we pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus knew their evil thoughts and said, "Why are you trying to test me, you show-offs? Let me see one of the coins used for paying taxes." They brought him a silver coin, and he asked, "Whose picture and name are on it?" "The emperor's," they answered. Then Jesus told them, "Give the emperor what belongs to him, and give God what belongs to God." His answer surprised them so much that they walked away. The second reading is from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church in Thessalonica, the people of God the Father and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that God will be kind to you and will bless you with peace. We thank God for you and always mention you in our prayers. Each time we pray, we tell God our Father about your faith and loving work and about your firm hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, God loves you, and we know he has chosen you to be his people. When we told you the good news, it was with the power and assurance that come from the Holy Spirit, and not simply with words. You knew what kind of people we were and how we helped you. So when you accepted the message, you followed our example and the example of the Lord. You suffered, but the Holy Spirit made you glad. You became an example for all the Lord's followers in Macedonia and Achaia. And because of you, the Lord's message has spread everywhere in those regions. Now the news of your faith in God is known all over the world, and we don't have to say a thing about it. Everyone is talking about how you welcomed us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and living God. They also tell how you are waiting for his son Jesus to come from heaven. God raised him from death, and on the day of judgment, Jesus will save us from God's anger. May God bless to our understanding these readings from his holy word. Amen.
That second reading speaks, Paul speaks about the people in Thessalonica imitating them, imitating Paul and his companions. Imitating not so much in like follow my leader and do what I do, but imitating who they were and how they worked and how they behaved and how they treated people around them and how they came into that community. Imitating them because they knew that in them there was a good example to be followed. Because that example to Paul and his companions had come from Christ. We're not sure exactly if Paul met Jesus. He probably saw him, perhaps heard him, certainly knew of his teachings, and perhaps he did see him from a distance, or perhaps was even in a crowd listening to him at some point. Perhaps he'd said hello in the passing in the local corner shop. Who knows? But whatever it was, Paul certainly knew how Jesus expected him to behave and expected others to behave in his name. And so imitating Paul and his friends was not a case of just looking to a human being and saying, "I want to be like them." It was looking into what that meant, into what the people around them were doing, and realizing that Paul and his friends had a different way, a better way, a more successful way of bringing harmony and peace. And so they are commended for imitating us. But in truth, it's not us, it's Christ, and it's God's way that they were looking to. Imitating. I'm sure many people who have been around, journeying around the world, have seen those shops that advertise genuine fakes. Genuine fakes. And they've got shops and they're not No, they're not running off when they see the police. Genuine fakes, because they can get the look and they work. And you're not being totally ripped off. You know it's not the real thing, but you're making do with the next best thing, perhaps. Imitating. That's not what we're talking about. There's another way of looking at it, of course, that we imitate people because we want to be them or like them, and we want to get ourselves into the habit of being that way. But that takes time too. I know that myself, just every so often I'll come back from perhaps holiday and think, you know what, I could actually keep my house tidier. If I get this regime sorted out, I could do a little bit every day and out in the garden a little bit every day and things would be absolutely fine. And I could do all that on the timetable in my diary, not a problem. It doesn't take too long to relapse back into what my normal routine is. And in truth, if I really wanted that to work, I'd have to actually work at it. I'd have to be determined and committed. And I'd have to be committed, and the only way that would be if I really thought the end point was worth it. Do I really, really need an ultra-tidy house? Or even just a tidy house would be good. Do I really, really need to be out in the garden? No, actually, you know what? It's not my vision in life. So therefore, it's not something I'm going to commit to. Other things I will, but not that. If we're going to imitate someone to become like them, then we have to actually commit to it. And it's the same being a Christian. If we want to be more Christian, and if we want to be more like Christ, then we have to commit to that and do some work on it and give some of our time to it. It doesn't just happen. There's a well-known phrase in one of our Bible studies, which is fake it till you make it. Imitate it. Do it. Do what you want to do. Be as you want to be. Pretend, if you have to, that you are able to do those things that Christ wants you to do. And as you commit to it, and as you do it more regularly, and as it becomes a habit, it becomes part of you. And you do change. And you do generally become that different person. It works both ways, of course, for good and ill. But if we're determined, we can do it if we want to. And so when Paul says, imitate us, that is what he's getting at. Be like Jesus, but commit to it. And in order to do that, we need to know what it is Jesus is wanting us to do, and therefore we have to get to know him a bit better and learn of him. And that's a journey that Charlie's starting out on. That's a journey that S Club are away to continue. And that's why we come week by week into worship. Not just to sing, not just to pray, but to listen for God's voice in whatever way he speaks to us, to tell us more about himself and what he is asking of us. And if we listen, and then if we go and do, and if we try, then things will change. It's not might change, they will change. And we'll become part of a new world, of a new creation, and of a better place to be. But what is that image? When Jesus was trying to be entrapped again by the Pharisees, who came with all their smart questions, who came with their thoughts of how Jesus could and couldn't answer, we thought they had it all worked out, that if they asked a specific question, there was no way out for Jesus. He would be caught in their trap. Jesus, not a case of having more guile. He just had the truth. He just spoke the truth. He just told it as it was. But clever enough to say, what's on the coin? Whose image is on that coin? And of course, the emperor. So as we have it, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. We tend to stop there, don't we? We tend to stop at that point. Yes, we realise that we have got to obey the government. Yes, we realise that we've got to pay our taxes, be good Christians and pay up. We know we've got to do things right and live according to the laws, because that is how it must be. We are under the law of our nation and our world. However, it goes on to say, but render unto God that which is God's. Now, what is that? What image is that? Do we know? Have we thought about it recently? What image is there in us that tells others that we belong to him? Because that is what baptism is about and reminds us about, is that we belong to God. It's not that we're going to be moved out of our home and given to other people. It's not that we are going to be changed around. We have been given the families into which we are born and grow up. But we belong to God. He gave us life. And that's why we come and celebrate week by week. Because what we have is given by God. And if God gives us this, then we are not to waste it or misuse it, but surely we are to make the most of it. And not just in giving thanks for it, but in working out how best we can treat those around us and promote the faith, promote his love. Let others know that he loves each and every one of them exactly the same. But the image gets tarnished. I have a couple of spoons here, not used very often. When I invite folk round for a meal, last one was 1917, and I'm going to give them a pudding, which was probably 1964, I may decide to use my mum's best silver. But when I do, I realise actually it's not looking too good. And if I put that on the table, well, maybe that's why they didn't come back. It's not that it's been sitting in a garden. It's not that it has been deliberately made mucky. This has just been sitting in a drawer and sitting unused, sitting unloved, sitting doing nothing, sitting not caring. It has become tarnished, dull. When we spend 30 seconds with a cloth and a bit of silver, it makes a huge difference and becomes all sparkly. You think, yes, I could put that on a table. I could use that for guests. I could use that to eat food. And it's not that that one has been misused, but not used. And so when we think of the image of God within us, it becomes tarnished if we do not look after it. It becomes tarnished and dull if we do not care about it. And we all know that we prefer the shiny things in life, the bridges and sunlight, rather than things that are shrouded in mist and you can't see very well and you wonder what's there. We have to keep the image of God in us a little bit more polished, buffed up a little bit, so that people can actually see the shine and be attracted to the shine. If it's tarnished, if it's covered in dirt, no one will even see it, never mind attracted to it. So we have to ask ourselves, what image of God are we promoting to others? What can they see in us? And for many of us here, that is a commitment that we made recently, a long time ago, that we commit to God and to the Christian way of life. That we commit to having Jesus as our leader, as the one whose example we want to follow, as the one whom we would like to become more like. We said we would do that, and perhaps we didn't know what the final outcome would be. Perhaps we do not know what the next step on that journey is going to be. But we commit to it. And once committed, we have to make sure that we look after that journey and look after that process. When a couple commit to parenthood, they kind of know there's going to be a baby at the end of that. They kind of know that there's going to be sleepless nights. They kind of know that there'll be birthday parties to organise. And they kind of know that their children will show them up now and again, no matter what. They kind of know that there's going to be good days and bad days. And they kind of know all those things. But there is something within which covers all the negatives, possible negatives that are there, and says, this is worthwhile. And I'm sure that Stuart and Laura haven't had full night's sleep. I'm quite sure they haven't had all that nice and calm. I'm sure that Charlie occasionally cries. Yes? You know, you gurgle there. But would you change it? No chance. Would any of your family change it? No chance. Because the love is there. The love and the connection and the relationship are there. And we can't just put that back in a box. And we can't just say that wasn't for today. And we can't just take time out and say, no, it's not happening now. It's a lifelong, complete, full commitment. As you said before, no matter how old our children get, we have to look after them. We have to care for them. It works both ways, of course, as no matter how old our parents get, we've got to look after them as well, but that's a different thing altogether. We are connected. We're relational, and that is what Christian faith is all about, and that is the journey that we welcome Charlie on, because he is in good hands here, wonderful hands here, but he's also in the wonderful hands of God, who cares for him and loves him and will be with him through all the ups and downs, through his sleepless nights too, through his not feeling quite right, to his, he maybe even get a row or two when he's older, you never know. The image that we portray Do we have to work on it? Do we have to shine it up a little bit? Not falsely, but so people will see who it is we follow. The guild have it, whose we are and whom we serve. Churches have that more too, remembering it's not us, but God who's important. So when we have our coins and we look at them and perhaps we can't even make out what the image is on it because they're so mucky, there's a very good bleach to advertise on the telly which will clean them up, no problem. But the other thing is, which one is more valuable? Same. Absolutely the same. Which coin would be more valuable? You've got a mucky £1 coin, not an old one certainly, but a new one, mucky one or a bright shiny one, which is worth more? The value to God, no matter what state you're in, is the same. No matter what state you feel in, what state you think others think you might be in, the value to God is the same. You are precious and you are loved. Whether you're good at maths or English or knitting or sleeping, you are loved. Absolutely. 100% loved. Paul gave thanks that the Thessalonians imitated their behaviour, their faith. Let us see what we can do. Be more like God, more like Jesus, more like Christ, more like the shiny people that he wants us to be. Not so that we can be more valuable, but that we can attract others to see and come and know. Amen.